Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello and welcome. Welcome, everyone. I am your host and one of the producers of the Lizzie T Show. And it's not radio show anymore because we are also on YouTube. So connect with us via our social or our website, LizzieT.com. You'll be able to see that we are pretty much everywhere. It is a beautiful, kind of a rainy day here in Toronto, Canada. It is a regular time, 5 o'clock, and we have a guest for you. Wow. It is a holiday today, Canada Day, rather Victoria Day. We Canadians pay tribute to the Queen, and so it is Victoria Day, and I believe in the States they are celebrating some sort of a holiday, and forgive me, I can't remember exactly what it is. I know I've seen it many times on TV. I wish all of you that are taking time off, and it's kind of, no pun intended, I mean, whether we want it or not, in some places in the world, most places in the world, we are still in lockdown. Here in Toronto, we are still in lockdown. Things have not changed very much for us because we've always been in a steel way. So we've been working. The only thing we're not able to do right now is go to the clients or to the guests to interview or to fill them directly at the premises where they're performing or where they're doing their book lunch or where they're doing, you know, their coaching or videos. But other than that, you know, thanks to the internet and thanks to FaceTime and Zoom and all of those good things, we are still able to deliver the show for you. And we haven't taken any time off, to be honest, because everybody is on the internet and everybody is promoting and creating. And, you know, we have so many musicians right now that have sent us their MP3. Do not forget, by the way, that this is an hour show. We have 30 minutes, give or take, with our guests, and about 30 minutes was just music. You know, what a radio station without music, right? So we have a lot of MP3. Our inbox has been bombarded with a lot of songs. One thing that, and I know I'm going to sound like a broken record, but just to reiterate, we want to make sure that all the songs that are sent to us is PR rated. We have a lot of songs, and we're able to listen to most of them: English, Spanish, Portuguese, French, Italian, and all of those languages. Some of it in here in our group knows those languages. We're able to distinguish if there is any profanity in it. And so far, so good. We have received some that they're not suited to be played here. So I just wanted to make sure that if you're sending your MP3 for us to play, just make sure it is the clean version. I know some of you have two versions. Just make sure you send us the clean version. And that's pretty much it. We'll love to play your songs, whether it's rap, whether it's gospel, whether it's jazz, whether it's opera. We got an opera singer, a songwriter, and he was on the American Idol, and it was great to see him perform here with us. So keep sending those MP3, and we will love to promote you and help you with your music career, especially right now that every platform that you're able to get, it is a bonus. And people are performing on their living rooms and their bedrooms and their balcony, and I find that phenomenal. So hopefully wherever that you are in the world, you are safe and you're healthy. That's my my thought, and that's my prayer to all of you. Today, again, we are it's a holiday. We're here live at regular time. We haven't taken any time off. We're booked solid. And we have an amazing guest for you. Somebody who I've been looking on social media, but looking on their website, looking, this is great. I mean, causes like this, it really feels, makes me feel that there is a purpose for me to be doing this, that there is, and there is huge reasons. And this is definitely one of them, helping others and putting my tiny little sand grain into causes like this. It just makes me feel that I am accomplishing, that I'm doing something, that I am supporting and upholding just a tiny bit to help our brothers and sisters in different parts of the world. Thank you so much, Natasha Bridge-Mahan, for sponsoring this show another day, another year. If you are, by the way, looking into having the show, talk about your business and talk about your book, or if you would like to ask to mention your business, make sure that you contact us. I would like you to be a sponsor of your show. The email is show@lizzyt.com. Very simple, show@lizzyt.com. And we would love to send you a package, and we will be playing the jingle throughout the interview. And Natasha Bridge-Mahan has been our sponsor for the third year, and she is a financial consultant, especially nowadays that a lot of people have been laid off. They're not working. They're having difficulties to pay their mortgage, do not qualify for the Canadian support for subsidy. Then I think it's a great idea for you to contact Natasha right now. Natasha Bridge-Mahan, she is one of the greatest person to help you out with your financial needs. Okay. I think we are doing great with time right after this.
Hi, I'm Natasha Bridge-Mahan, and I'm reaching out to every hardworking Canadian. The average Canadian spends most of their lifetime paying off their mortgage. What if you can have your mortgage work for you? More time for you, more time for your family, more money in your bank account. Contact Natasha Bridge-Mahan and team, mortgage broker and qualified experts, to help guide you towards financial freedom today. Visit us at bridgemoregroup.com or contact us at 1-866-553-7467 or just Google Natasha Bridge-Mahan at Mortgage Intelligence.
Hello, everyone. We're back. We are so
Canadian show, North American radio show.
So today, everyone, we have author, humanitarian, and book launcher and CEO of a very amazing nonprofit organization. Her name is Christine Reedhead, and I am so honored to have her here. She is an author, humanitarian, and education advocate with passion to help others and inspiring people to excel in their lives. She is dedicated to serve community and creating positive change in the lives of everyone she meets. Christine is the founder and CEO of Africa Raising nonprofit organization, and it is a proud mother of two wonderful boys. Congratulations, having boys is a challenge. I got two girls. She's a best-selling author of the book titled "Get a Job Done: Ace Your Job Interview Every Time." Love it. Love it. So without further ado, everyone, let's welcome Christine with the Hello, Christine. Good afternoon. I'm hoping it's good afternoon where I'm calling. Welcome to the Lizzy Show. How are you doing?
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
So how is lockdown treating you? Where are you right now?
I'm in New Mexico.
Awesome. And how is things with corona self-isolation there?
It's going okay. I actually live on the Navajo Nation, which is one of the highest coronavirus hotspots in the world right now.
Incredible. I haven't heard anything about that here in Canada. I know Ontario, where we are right now, Toronto, it's the second highest, but the French area, unfortunately, we've been getting hit with a lot of senior homes. I would say 80% of our seniors' home have all gotten a corona and have the passed too. So it's a huge percentage. What would you say the percentage there is, mostly senior or people just with the low immune system?
Yeah, it would be those who have previous health issues that are older. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes, and that's the norm across the world, as I can see. And how about you guys? Everybody's healthy. Everybody, how are you guys allowed to leave? We are here in Canada, we just started to open certain places like golf course, places like the nature centers, some parks. If I'm not mistaken, Tuesday we'll have some daycares for front workers, which is wonderful. We need our nurses and we need people that are working out there to help others to have that too. And garden centers, people are really ready to go out there and start planting. Spring is here. Any places like that open there? Are you guys a strict lockdown?
The state of New Mexico is on a strict lockdown right now, so nothing is really open right now.
Just supermarket and pharmacies, just like what we had a couple of weeks ago. Okay, well, I am hoping that thanks to the internet and thanks to what you do, you're still able to organize yourself and to do things that we never had time to do. Isn't that something? You always complain, there is no time, there is no time, I got no time for nothing. And now here it is handed in a silver platter. There is all the time you want. And you can organize things that you never had time to do. So there it is, God hears it. Asking you shall receive. So Christine, let's talk about your involvement with, you are the CEO of Africa Raising. How did that came about? What led you to create this nonprofit organization? Is this your full-time thing that you do now or part-time? Walk us through this amazing nonprofit organization that you're part of.
Okay. Well, my family and I have been going down to Mexico for the past 30 years, and they're usually a little bit poor down there and have a lot of poverty, so we always take truckloads of food, and we've been helping them out every time we go. And last year around January, we had done a project, and I've been friends with some people in Africa for a couple years, and I was just telling them what we were doing and how the exchange rate was one U.S. dollar to 20 pesos. And how they make about $8 a day. And I was getting more information from my friends from Africa, and it's one U.S. dollar to 365 nari there. And just the poverty level is they make about $1.25 a day. And so I asked my friends to go find the greatest need, if it was a school or an orphanage. And they went and found a orphanage that needed about $6,000 worth of things. And I was like, well, there's no way I can do that on my own. And I knew a lot of people want to help, they just don't know how. And so we decided to start a nonprofit. And so we started Africa Rising just about a little over a year ago.
It hasn't been that long. Incredible. My goodness, my heart goes out to you. Huge round of applause. A lot of us, and I I am very guilty of it. I will never, I wouldn't say never, but it would take a lot, you know, for me to decide to start a nonprofit organization. I am much on the background. If you have somebody or you have a nonprofit organization that I identify with, I love to help, contribute, you know, send a small financial obligation monthly to keep it going. But just to start, how challenging was it? How difficult was it?
Oh, it was much harder than I thought.
Yes, I can imagine.
It is, yeah, and I actually am a full-time professor, college professor. And
oh,
so
wow.
I do this on the side. So I do it in the evenings, early in the mornings, on the weekends. And it was a lot of work. It's crazy
wow.
how it makes me respect those who start up a business on their own. Just the difficulty of starting an organization and then a nonprofit and then going to the IRS and becoming a 501c3. It takes a while.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of work, a lot of hours.
Yes, yeah. Well, the paperwork alone, it's a nightmare. I've heard it from many people. I have interviewed many people with nonprofit organization, and the idea is the easiest thing, contacting the people is the other easy part. Sending the money out there, that's not a problem, but getting the paperwork so you register, that's a nightmare in itself. And kudos to you. Congratulations that you stick through it and that you're doing your part, even though it took you forever. I assume at least 6 to 9 months to get all the paperwork, online. And I assume there's still probably forms that you're still working through it. I've heard it all. And that's one of the things that I fear, you know. I love to start something, but I would not be able to commit 100%, but I will support you 150% on what you do and talk to everybody that I know and share the link. And on that note, Christine, I really don't want to forget for you to share the website to the world. Where can people help and find and know a little bit more Afric Rising?
Yeah, so they can just go to our website, www.africrising.org. It's AFRICRISING. And we're also on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter.
Wow, look at you. I love it. I love it. So let's talk about something else that you're doing, because you're a professor full-time. You're running a nonprofit organization. You're a mother of two boys. You're saying boys because I assume they're under 18. And that in itself is a huge, you know, thank God that we're working from home. But now that you don't have enough time in your hand, obviously, you decided to write a book in your bestseller. So congratulations again. Here you are. Another round of applause. This book is called Get That Job, Ace Your Job Interview. So where did you have time to become a bestseller? I mean, it must be between 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning or 2 and, I don't know, just enlighten us.
Well, you're about right. I am a workaholic. I love to work. But there is a lot of hours between when you get home at 5 and when you have to go in at 8. And that's usually where I do a lot of the stuff. You know, I'm a professor, and the students would come to me with challenges. And one of them was not being prepared for an interview, and I want them to be successful. So it's a quick read, about an hour read, very simple, but to the point, and it can help our college students be prepared when they go for a job interview.
Beautiful, beautiful. So you saw the need. There you are, a true entrepreneur at its best. You saw the need. You saw that people are not prepared for their interview. And here you are creating this book. And this book mainly, and it's true, a lot of us have haven't done interview like myself. I haven't done an interview for the last, 25 years. And I don't know what I would do if I have to sit in front of somebody and answer some. I mean, I do Toastmasters. My weekly meeting now is online. But it's different, than somebody asking you those particular questions. What would you say, Christine, that are the most wrong answer that somebody can answer on an interview? And now with video interviews, because that's really what's going on throughout the world, mostly anyways, Canada and the U.S., the camera is right in front of you. It's not it's a huge distance now. It's more right in your face. They're looking at all your facial expression, your eyes, how your mouth moves. Your hands are going to go up in front of your camera. So what would you say the biggest mistake people do on an interview?
Well, this book on face-to-face interviews, telephone interviews, and video interviews, and probably the biggest challenge on a video interview is if you have a swivel chair and you're being interviewed and you're swiveling back and forth because you're nervous, that's a huge mistake.
Yeah, absolutely. I can definitely see that happening. And nervousness, when you're in person, I see a lot of people, I heard a lot of people use their hands. I'm a hand user myself. some people bite their lips, I heard. Some people blink too fast. And the interviewer is thinking, is there anything wrong with your eyes? The sadder, they're not as sadder themselves, but at that particular situation, because of nervousness, and because of, the pure pressure of being asked questions that you know the answer, but it's just that moment, you freeze. And I guess obviously now it is, it's looking at swiveling your chairs because of that tendency, and there's no focus, and people thinking, okay, that person probably doesn't need it as bad as they do. And what would you say on the other hand, one of the best interviews or a couple of things that you would say best interviews for somebody who has completely nailed it and 99% they are going to get that job?
A lot of it is turning your biggest weakness into a strength. And so they always ask, what is your biggest weakness? Now, what you can do is you can turn that into a strength. Say, I have a hard time keeping track of the clock, and I usually work overtime. I work more hours than I'm supposed to. And so they use that weakness as, oh, wow, we can use that because they'll work harder for us. And so you turn that weakness into a positive.
Perfect. Yeah, that is so true. That is so true. And a lot of people don't see that as being a weakness or dedicated or too responsible or there's so many positive that you might think it is a negative, definitely a positive. This is great tips. I love it, Christine. Thank you so much. So do you coach now that, obviously you do have time, a little bit extra now because you don't have to go to the office, right? Because I assume you're teaching online like everybody else.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. So do you do coaching now for people that would like to get better at the FaceTime or Zoom interview or Skype? Do you do one-on-one things like that? Are you considering, or is it something that you're already doing?
Well, something I'm considering. I haven't started that yet.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a huge need because people are basically doing most of their pre-selections or even just to get that on the phone, which is, I find that it's a lot easier. People are a little bit more relaxed. And then also, there is not that face cam, that camera, you feel like you're on TV every time that you're on a camera, you're on TV, which you're not, by the way, but it has that feeling. I remember when we first started our Toastmasters on Zoom, our meeting, everybody was shy. They turned their Zoom off. They just no video, no sound, just the chair itself. And then, people that had roles. And I thought, that's that's not what we do in a regular meeting. Let's get away from that fear and let's show our faces, because we have to pretend that we're back into our regular meetings. And slowly, slowly, people have started to feel more comfortable and able to show themselves on video, even though you were muted, but at least you could see other people's faces. I mean, we miss people anyway, so, you know, that's the only thing. So for people that are listening to us, Christine, right now, where can people get your book? Do you have a website? I mean, the theme of the show is tell us who you are, what you do. You've done an amazing job. Where can people get your book?
They can get my book on Amazon. And I'm also, I have a website, ChristineReedhead.com. And this book is also part of a series. And you can find that at tipstostartingcollege.com. And I also have my book in Spanish. So if anyone's interested in learning about job interviewing in Spanish, we have both English and Spanish versions.
Wow, that's awesome. Are you a Spanish speaking yourself, or you just had it translated because of the area that you live? I assume there's a lot of Spanish speaking people.
Yeah, I just have a translator, but our family's been going down to Mexico for the past 30 years, and so they're very close to us. So I want to provide that for them, a service.
Absolutely, absolutely. Here in Canada, it's either French or English. You know, maybe a French version could help us out, but you know, mostly Canadians are pretty much English. This is amazing. This is amazing. Guys, we're speaking right now with Christine Reed. We are live today. If you would like to call us in, it's 319-527-6060 is the number. And you can always contact us on social media, which is Facebook.com/ListenToYourRadio. There is a link right now. The show is being played live. And the link will be able to give you a connection. You can listen. So you can listen to us right on. There probably is a little bit of a second delay. But other than that, you can always put your comments and questions on our social media. We are also on Instagram, The Lizzy Show, Twitter, The Lizzy Show. We are on LinkedIn, obviously our YouTube channel. And yes, we are on TikTok as well. I mean, we have to be everywhere, right? In order for you to be read, social media is here to stay. It's really hard to get away from it. One of the things that I thought, you know, no, I'll never do a TikTok, and here I am. So make sure you follow us and make sure that you connect with us. All the links for the website, Africa Rising, it's also on the link on my social media, Facebook.com/ListenToYourRadio, and also the book Get That Job. Love it for you to be able to get. I will be.
Hi, I'm Natasha Birchmohan, and I'm reaching out to every hardworking Canadian. The average Canadian spends most of their lifetime paying off their mortgage. What if you can have your mortgage work for you? More time for you. More time for your family. More money in your bank account. Contact Natasha Birchmohan and team, mortgage broker and qualified experts, to help guide you towards financial freedom today. Visit us at bridgemoregroup.com or contact us at 1-866-553-7467 or just Google Natasha Birchmohan at Mortgage Intelligence.
Lizzy T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show. The Lizzy T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new.
Yes, I do want to know who you are, what you do, contact info, anything new. And I guess we are just about time for that one last question. But if you would like to interact with us via our social, Facebook/Liturgy Radio, we are so, so happy to be able to interact with us. I know that it is a holiday. We're here in Canada. Most of our listeners are Canada and the U.S., although we do have, obviously, 54 countries. I love our stats, as you know. And so when we pull our stats, we see places in Australia. So hello, good evening to Australia listeners. And they usually listen to the show because this is recorded. They listen to the show later on. We have friends in Africa. We have friends in Asia. We have friends in Europe. We have Philippines. I was shocked to see that, but happy. And, you know, the list goes on all over South America and Brazil. And my goodness. So if you would like to be part of the show, please do not hesitate to reach out on our website. There is a form, and you can definitely get in contact with us, the Liturgy Show. And you can Google us all over, and you will be able to find pictures or a link to reach to us. The email is show@liturgy.com. And so that takes us to one of our last questions. But again, we still have a couple more minutes. Guys, you can always interact with us. 319-527-6060 is the numbered call. Actually, you know what? I've been given the wrong number. No wonder our guests couldn't call in. The number to call us in, it is 516-418-5612. Yes, that's why I was asking for Panda. That's the number for me to call in into the station. Again, I apologize. 516-418-5612 is the number to call us in. Oh, well. We just signed up with another year on Blog Talk Radio, and this is a new number that is given us, and we had another one before, and that's why I confused things. I apologize. I will make sure that we have that number on our social for me never to forget. Okay, 516-418-5612 is the number. So call us with comments, questions, or just to say hello. Perhaps you know our guest, and you know how great of a job she's doing. Not only, you know, being a professor, being an awesome mother, having this nonprofit organization, which, by the way, is going, the link is on my social media, Facebook/Liturgy Radio, and the amazing book, Get That Job. A lot of people need huge amounts of help right now. We all need, a lot of people have been, you know, laid off, and they need to look for that next job because they do not qualify for the assistance program that Canada or the U.S. has been provided. There's some loops. Not everybody's getting it like people think. And so that job needs to be done over Zoom right now or video conferencing. So let's get yourself ready and get that job. So there it is, get that job. So what is new? What are you planning for the future, Christine? Any new project? Don't have enough. Share that with us.
Well, I got a book number 2 out of our series coming out, How to Have Better Study Habits. So it's a book 2, part of the Tips of Starting College series. It guides you on how to understand yourself, if you're a visual learner, if you're an audio learner, and then it helps you, it teaches you then how to study and then how to apply the skills that you have personally and then how to take advantage of those.
Yes, awesome. I think this is a perfect time, and Christine, to have something like that, because we all know kids, university, high schoolers, I have 2 high schoolers right now, They're not focused because there's so many more distractions than ever, because they're pretty much on their phones, on the internet 24/7. So they need that concentration, and it's a constant fight to try to get to for them to do their homework. So are you incorporating, because things are not going to be going back to normal as the normal that we used to know. It will take a while. Are you incorporating some of that online learning into this book that you're working on right now?
I am, and it was almost set to release, and then I'm adding another chapter on online learning. So that, and it should, I'm thinking out in the next month. Yes, so there will be an online learning aspect in there.
Beautiful. Perfect timing. Perfect timing because, yeah, it's like God sent. It was telling you that you needed to do this. And a lot of people will definitely have a huge use. Love to have you back, Christine, to talk about this with my audience because it will benefit them to try to figure it out. How do I do this? I mean, we all need help. We all need help, even more now so. People are going to college and studying online. How do I organize myself and how do I get this done? This is great. Thank you. Christine, time is running by so quickly. I want to thank you so much for being here today on a holiday. I can't remember now. What's the holiday in the U.S. right now? Is it?
There's not a holiday today.
Okay. So you guys are a normal day here in Canada. We have Victoria Day. Everything is closed. Things are closed previously, but even now the supermarket and the drug stores are closed, but they will be reopening tomorrow. So great. Thank you so much. This has been awesome. I mean, you are my superhero. You've done so much, and you keep accomplishing things, contributing to this society that is so hurting right now. With the pandemic, and so to have somebody like you to shine a little light with your nonprofit organization, and get that job, and then even helping kids or students rather with their school, and this is wonderful. You are a true inspiration to all of us. Thank you, Christine.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure and an honor, and have a wonderful, wonderful afternoon.
Thank you. You too.
That was great. I can't believe it. Oh, my goodness. I'm tired just her bio, but it's a good time. I mean, I'm happy for her. And, we all should have a little extra to do. And anything that you contribute to this this society and to this beautiful world that our Lord has created is amazing. It's amazing. So I am very, very at odd. And please look up Get That Job on Amazon is the book. I will have the links on my social media for you to be able to get it. And we need help. We need help. And don't forget to help her organization as well. Our brothers and sisters in Africa definitely can use anything right now to help them with Corona. It's a huge thing. But if you look at their website, which is great, Green Water and Children's, that's a must. I mean, we are so privileged here in North America that we can open up our fridge and food is there. We can open our taps and drink water. Those kids do not have that luxury. So help out everyone. We will continue going on with our musical section. We have right now a Canadian artist. She is a singer songwriter nominated for a Juno Award. The song is called Separate Ways. Listen.
Myself convinced that I can fix what already been broken for years. Gone are the better times, or maybe I should see them that way. White clouds giving me dark sky. Now I'm over it. I went out from under it. You told me you love. Told me you needed me, but life had a plan for us that neither one of us could see.
That was Ashley with the song Daria. She is from New York. We had her on the show about a couple of years ago, and she submitted her MP3 to us. Thank you so much, Ashley. I'm hoping that you are healthy and safe and you are still creating and you're still being your amazing self. Next, it's Kaya Miranda. Kaya Miranda is from Los Angeles, and she's a beautiful gospel singer. She created a song, which I love it. It's called Higher. I hope you enjoy it, too.
See a mother at the bus stop making her way to work. I see a young girl looking at a purse and dreaming about self-worth. But everything will fade, so let's call a spade a spade. This is temporary, temporary. Want you to carry me through the storm. I wanna lift you up. And the businessman has been by. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you higher, higher. Shaking hands with the homeless at a corner by the bay. Never thought I'd hear a story instead of begging me for change. He knows he doesn't need any material thing. This is temporary, temporary. Want you to carry me through the storm. I wanna lift you up, oh yeah. In the city streets full of poverty, and the businessman has been by. I wanna lift. Gotta lose yourself. No matter what comes in your way, we gotta lift him high.
one was Ty Waters. He is a very young, talented singer, and he is right here from Canada, from Vancouver. So, Ty Waters, wishing you all the best. Continue being creative. I assume that all your creative juices right now are bursting and you are getting ready to do a lot more great stuff. I know your concert or your tour was canceled due to COVID, but I'm pretty sure that that hasn't stopped you. I think I've seen a couple of your videos you performing out of your living room. So keep it up. Keep it up. Ty Waters, human. We have time right now for one more song, and this song it's a very soft melodic, and I think is very suited for today. Her name is Ariel, and we had her on the show probably a year ago, and the song is called The Perfect Lullaby, and that will be it for today, everyone.
Broken stars are all that's left to keep me company again. Place that I once knew. You left me standing here alone, wondering what did I do wrong to make you walk away. But when the night comes and the rain begins to pour, will you stay with me and come for me a little more?
Thank you so much, Ariel, and we're hoping that you are healthy and safe. Keep sending everyone those MP3, and we will love to support you with your craft, with your music. Poem reading, it's welcome here as well. I know that a lot of people, as I said earlier, they're creating, and there are definitely, created juices are coming out, and don't let it, keep it to yourself. Share with us. You can always contact us via our website, The Lizzie T Show, or send us an email, The Lizzie Show at lizzie.com. So that's it for now. We will be back tomorrow, everyone, with another guest, another show, and another fantastic day. Stay health, and stay safe and healthy. Bye bye for now.